bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your... Yeah, I'm Kelly, I know. It's late. Sorry. Hey, it's Thursday. It's your Thursday edition, your late edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swinger. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, guys. Thursdays, it's just one of those days where, well, it seems like I just can never catch up with the clock. But hey, we're here. Let's get it started. It's July 16th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Brace yourself. Here we go. I know you're not going to believe this, but it's true. We've got new iPod Touches to talk about.
Really?
Yes, yesterday Apple upgraded their iPod music players for the first time since, get this, 2012. Yeah, it's been 3 freaking years since we've seen any change with the iPod Touch. Now, with the new iPod music players, you're going to get a whole bunch of new features, colors, and models. However, though, it was the iPod Touch that was the main focus, of course. It's got that faster A8 processor that's actually similar to the iPhone 6, and even has an 8-megapixel EyeSight camera. Now, the new iPod Touch is going to start about $199 for the 16-gigabyte model, $249 for the 32-gigabyte model, and $299 for the 64-gigabyte model. But hang on, you're thinking, geez, it's the same old storage. No, it ain't. Now we've got a 128-gigabyte model for $399. So if you don't trust Apple's iCloud, which personally I don't, and you need your music on your device, go with the 128. Now I know, with the 128-gigabyte model, you're thinking, yes, bigger screen. Nope. Same screen size as the iPhone 5, or 5S, however you want to look at it. So no upgrade there, I'm sorry. Now, I know a lot of Britons out there with their PlayStation consoles have been thinking, jeez, why is Sony's PlayStation Now beta in the UK so, shall we say, minute? Well, it isn't small anymore, because finally, the beta is open to everybody. If you own either a PlayStation 4 or a compatible TV with Sony's Bravia range, and don't forget, you gotta at least have one DualShock 3/4 controller, don't forget about that, you can now fire up that PlayStation and rent any selection of PS3 games for 2 or 30-day periods. And no, since it's a streaming service, you're not going to have to worry about downloading anything. Just make sure you got a hell of a connection. Now, yes, being in beta, you think, hey, is it still free? No, it's not free. Old PlayStation Network games are going to cost you £3 for 2-day rental, £8 a month if you want to keep them for that long, and with other PS3 titles priced at around £5 to £10 each. Now, this may not stay, though, because Sony said they will be playing around with the rental terms and conditions and pricing through the beta period. So nothing is set in stone yet. It always could go up. Alright, it's time for your Thursday Hacker News, alright. Only this time, it's the hackers that got screwed. Yeah, there's been a lot of people arrested as the feds have taken down a cyber crime forum. Actually, about 70 people have been searched, arrested, and charged for activities connected to the Dark Ode Cybercrime Forum. I think that, Dark Ode. Yeah, that's how it's said. Dark Ode operated as a kind of, shall we say, marketplace for raw materials of cybercrime. Yeah, it's your one-stop shop kind of place. Criminals could buy exploit kits there, they could buy ransomware, they even had access to an illegally assembled botnet there. Now, yesterday's raid actually spanned 20 different countries, all the way from Brazil to Romania. Now, the charges actually vary depending on who and where they were arrested. A man in Pittsburgh has been charged with designing and selling a strain of Android malware, while another person over in Binghamton has been charged with assembling a botnet through Facebook spam. Oh, you don't want to get on the Zuck side. It could be bad. Federal agency says this is just the tip of the iceberg for them, and they're ready to take even more cybercrime forums down. So the party has just begun. You know, as if hardware and software and these kind of things could get cheaper, you'd think, oh man, you know, great times we're living in. Well, this absolutely blew my mind. Everybody pretty much knows Android is, you know, it's cheap. Free, comes from Google, you can manipulate a lot with it. But nobody's been able to actually make, shall we say, an Android desktop PC. That is, until now. How would you like to have yourself a mini Android running PC for, get this, $20? Yeah, $20. Now, that version's actually going to come with 1 gigabyte of RAM. Now, I'm not talking about this as software. This is a whole hardware and software combo. All you're going to have to do is add your keyboard, mouse, and a monitor, and you're ready to go. It's kind of like the most affordable Mac Mini ever. Of course, without the Mac. There's also a 2 gigabyte model of the Remix Mini, and it costs just around $40. Now, right now, this is just a Kickstarter campaign, but the project has already surpassed its $50,000 funding goal, and they still got 43 days left there. Getting down to the nitty-gritty of specs, it packs a 64-bit 1.2 GHz quad-core Cortex-A53 processor, 8 or 16 gigabytes of storage, your choice, Wi-Fi connectivity by BGN, and two USB 2.0 ports. It's also got Bluetooth support and HDMI connectivity, too. Hey, kind of doesn't sound too bad for 40 or 20 bucks. Excitement building for you? Well, the thing's going to start shipping in October of this year. And finally, yesterday we were talking about, you know, sensors on your cell phone saying, hey man, you're fat, I can tell you are by the way you hold me. Well, how about a smartphone sensor that could tell, say, that you're feeling down or even depressed? Well, according to the Journal of Medical Internet Research, yeah, there's such a place, smartphone sensors one day might be able to identify whether someone suffers from symptoms of depression simply from holding their phone. They're saying by tracking average daily phone use and recording GPS data, scientists in this study were able to identify people with depressive symptoms with, believe this, a high level of accuracy. So how did this study take place? Well, they actually went over to Craigslist. They placed an ad there to recruit 40 people between the ages of 19 and 58. They then tracked the participants' movements and phone usage for a period of 2 weeks. And that was all done on an Android app called Purple Robot. Purple Robot sounds like something Barney would use. Overall, after gathering all that data, scientists were actually 87% accurate at depicting who had and who did not have depression. Personally, I hope this study can actually go somewhere and it does help a lot of people. But with only 40 people in the study so far, yeah, I think they got a long way to go. Besides, they're all Android users anyway. Maybe they're depressed, they don't have an iPhone. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Hey, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the big show. That's at 8 p.m. UK time, 3 Eastern time U.S., 12 Pacific, and if you're counting UTC, that's at 7. Totally awesome panel coming your way on the big show tonight. Got Jeff Gamet, Dark Rock and Roll's going to be there. Kelly Gumont's going to be there as well. And of course, Ewan Rankin at the helm, trying to keep everybody in line with a beer in one hand. That's the big show tonight, live, right here on the British Tech Network. Do not miss it. As for your late edition of the BTN News Show, that is going to wrap it up for today, but we will be back tomorrow with your Friday, oh yes, edition of the BTN News Show. We'll be getting you caught up in all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. And until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening.